Well, good morning, everybody. I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance, and we're going to have a absolutely jam-packed, delightful morning. I want to say thank you for tuning in, those of you who are on the call live. We've had a great start already to today, and I know the call, the next 30 minutes, will be worthwhile to your time. So again, thank you for tuning in. And those of you who are listening via the recording at Saturday AM Live, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your schedule to make this part of your week. We've got with us Bill, you know, I should have rehearsed this. I usually do this. Bill, you introduce yourself in your last name, okay?
It's Bill Zwiniak, Winnipeg, Canada. And again, I say that, I pronounce that first letter Z, because down in the in your great country, it's not a Z, it's a Z.
Yeah. Well, I was Zwiniak.
So
I was just grateful that you could, you know, along with me, you could pronounce Bill, because I struggle with even that. You know. Anyways, Bill was with us a few weeks ago, and we really focused in on talking about one of the funnest ways and the simplest ways that we as NECAN Wellness Consultants, NECAN Distributors, NECAN members, however you want to refer to yourself, that we have, that we get to show people when we're sharing the NECAN solutions with folks, how quickly and how life-altering the NECAN solutions are, or the products, whichever way you want to refer to them, and that is using a simple energy test, kinesiology test, muscle resistance test, again, variety of different names, but it's so fun, and I know that it's been part of my routine for the last 22 years to, you know, when people say, well, how does that work, or what is that doing for the body? Well, let me show you. Let's see how your body responds. And just like any other law of physics, like gravity or light, that when you expose yourself or when the law of physics or the law of nature interacts with the physical body, the body will respond positively or negatively. And with the NECAN solutions, it, about 100% of the time, it seems to always respond positively. Is that what you've discovered, Bill, percentage-wise?
It, most of the time, it does work. There are things out there that it may not work with regards to, first thing comes to mind is skeptics. We should be conscious of how we're doing the test, so we have to be focused properly and in tune to administer it. And when we get into a habit of doing certain things, that's pretty easy.
When you say the skeptic, because, you know, not all of us should be, as my grandmother said to my mother, you know, her own daughter, when we were introduced to NECAN back in 1992, she literally said this to her own daughter, well, you've always been gullible about everything. Now, the flip side of that is the skeptic. And it's not that my mom was gullible about the use of NECAN products. It's just simply that's the way my grandmother always looked at her. But she said she was more of, you know, in the skeptic category. But how can we then, for the person who's skeptical or they don't go into life with an open mind or they're a little bit more pessimistic, how can we, utilizing an energy test, quickly, and our goal is not to sway people, but how can we utilize a simple energy test to show them how quickly their body will respond favorably?
Well, one thing that I always pay attention to, Vance, is what is the attitude of the person, the people that we are talking with. And again, as wellness consultants, not everyone is going to agree with us positively. We know that some want more and some don't, and so that we have to recognize this in our interaction with people. And so that, just keep that in mind. Again, this is with the focusing process, is that to see just how they are going to participate. Some will participate. Some of those skeptics or people that are not sure, they will be open, and they'll have an objective mind, of which then carry through as normal, and give them a life experience with the testing process. So again, yes, it will, for the majority of those people, yes, it will be a good positive thing. They will have, they will gain that life experience and get a feeling, and it can put them on the right track to becoming believers. But at the same time, we want to, again, there are those that just don't want to participate, and so we want to be conscious of that. Just so that we can make this process and our instruction easier.
And I know that for a quick review of what we covered a couple weeks ago is the simplest one, and the one that most people have seen or have even performed is by having somebody stand. And I know that I really, really like the way that and here's a website to write down for those of you who have never seen the way that Mac and Pat, the McTerrys, as we call them. David Martin put together a wonderful website, a collection of short videos, about 25 minutes total of them. And I first became aware of this a few weeks ago when Dave Johnson interviewed David Martin. And his website is all these words run together. So if you want to grab a pen and paper, and I'll repeat this again, but it's simply all these words, I am discovering my dot personalfreedom.com. I am discovering my personalfreedom.com, and there's a dot in between my and personal. So I am discovering my personalfreedom.com. Don't forget the dot between my and personal. And scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a great short, minute-long video that illustrates, I think, the most common way, and they explain, like what Bill and I attempted to do over the phone. It's kind of challenging over the phone because you're kind of visualizing, well, what are they talking about? But usually the easiest way is having the person stand with their arms straight out in front of them, their arms together, or just one arm, but and their fingers interlocked together, and is, you know, on the count of three and kind of walking them through it. They're resisting up or they're resisting down, either way, and you're pushing and pulling or the opposite on them, and then having them stand on the insoles or having them give them a drink of water or having them take any of our nutritionals in the bottle even and sliding it in their front pocket, or taking a wrap and laying it on their shoulder or sliding it. And it does. Bill, are you more comfortable doing it with the Nikan Solutions first? Or without? Which do you do it?
I do it with first.
With. And why do you do it with first?
Well, it's hands-on. It's they feel it. It's there. It's with them. It's right in front of them. So it's very clear that what is, you know, that it's on their person. And even with, for example, with using any of our components, our tools, our magnetic tools, or the nutritional, again, we use it, their body is feeling it.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those organic things that nature has to offer, that God put on the earth when he created, that anything that's good, when comes in contact with the body will respond favorably. And I know, besides the skeptic, the only other time that I've discovered that it doesn't work, or we don't get as great a response, is if somebody's completely dehydrated, or somebody who deals with a severe addiction, like nicotine or alcohol, and later in the day for a typical alcoholic or somebody who's got the addiction of smoking, their body is really worn down because of that. That's not a healthy thing to put in the body. However, I've discovered with both individuals that by hydrating the body with some of our good Pymag water, especially now that it's higher alkalinity, we can offset a lot of that negativity, do it again, and they will respond favorably. And
Vance, if I could just add to that, is
yes.
that we are energy beings, and if we're deficient, then our energy lines are not working. Whether it's just those chakras in line, that if everyone's heard of chakras, and whether we can get those different areas activated, or our nerves, just our electricity going through our body, and so that if we're deficient because of, well, one very obvious area is magnetic deficiency syndrome. And so we don't live close to the earth anymore like our ancestors did. So we don't sop it up. We don't sop up that energy, those magnetics from the earth. I always explain to people that are asked them whether they've heard of MRIs. And I go through the process. Why do MRIs work? And most people are aware of MRIs. Most people have had one. And so that there are trillions of cells outside of bones. Every cell in your body has a polarity. And so that when they test not strong, of course, their energy lines, their polarity is not active. And so when we put a magnet on them, they test positive. There's an indication there that all these trillions of cells get activated. It's just like what happens to an MS patient when they go through an MRI. It's written on the information on MS information that people that do have an MRI that they could go into remission for a month or two or more, and that is those cells being activated. And so it's the same thing of we can demonstrate to them of that deficiency because of all the interference around us, the TVs and the microwaves, the 220 voltage, the Wi-Fi, the radio waves. And so it just all goes from there as to how we can demo to them. Yesterday I demoed someone with a cell phone and being negative, putting a wrap, an infrared wrap around it, created a much stronger position or protection from that radio wave or from that cell phone. So there's a whole variety of things that we can do. And Vance, one thing I want to just bring up here, just for all of Vance's Nation here, is that what we discussed in our first session is that there are a lot of people that are reluctant to do this. This is a way to not only to work on introducing people to your business, to our technologies, but also for yourself to have better control of your own health. How is everything working for yourself? How is the magnetics working on you? How is your nutrition? How are your nutritional, your supplements working? How is your body accepting them? When to take them? How much to take? People are always asking, when do I take this? When do I take that? Well, we can test ourselves with that. Everyone out there, you just have to learn that process. And it's an amazing experience. Go with it. Play with it. And use it to your ability.
To remind folks that missed what that process is to just go on to Saturday AM Live, scroll down a little bit till you see Bill's name, and then click there. And you did a great job of explaining how to do that on ourselves and how to check, well, when is a good time? And that really means throughout the day. I know that for our family, we've responded very well with always taking the nutritionals first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And about half the family, we take them under our tongue, the immunity, the jades, and then tossing the real salt into our mouth, it's worked very well. You mentioned one thing, and I do want to let folks know that, as I promised in my email and last week, that we're going to open up the line here. So if you've got a specific question for Bill on energy testing, we'd like to do that in the remainder of the time here. But I want to point out one thing that you did say, Bill, that I think is incredibly profound, and that is an MRI machine that is either at a clinic or at a hospital, a testing laboratory. When somebody goes through that, an MRI is nothing more than a humongous group of magnetic devices or big magnets. And I know that Dr. Yuri Shamolsky up at the Oregon Health Sciences University Hospital years ago when they got the first MRI there. He and his colleagues would literally fight when they didn't have patients. They would fight for the time to play around on it and put themselves in it because they knew the physical and mental and every other category, the benefits that their bodies were deriving from it. And it was almost like a game to them to see who could get in there. And it wasn't like they were trying to get in there the most, but they knew that exposing their body to it and even being near the machine would increase the body's ability. And in hearing Dr. Schimalski talk about this at our wellness previews was profound. I mean, those of us who had that privilege were always amazed at his knowledge. And and yet it's so simple for us as wellness consultants to say, well, yeah, well, that's kind of why we utilize all of Nikan's magnetic technologies in our wellness home. And but bridging the gap to people who are not informed or who don't know, it's we have a lot of work cut out for ourselves. Quoting people like Dr. Oz, you know, that magnetics, that this is the future of wellness. This is the future of healthcare. Is taking ownership and utilizing it and incorporating that in. So let's open it up and let's see how much fun we can have here. If you got a question regarding energy testing, all you need to do is hit *6 on your phone line, and that'll demute your line. And this is where we could get into some fun chaos with the conference call. But no question is silly. No question is stupid. There's no such thing as a stupid question. All I ask, and all Bill would ask, is that we keep it on topic. Keep it on topic to energy testing. And so who wants to go first and jump on in? *6 on your phone line. Again, we'll open it up.
Hello.
You're all X, Ben.
There we go. I heard a male voice out there besides Bill's.
I've got a question. I live near Chicago, Illinois, and I had a rather heavy, overweight, elderly gentleman in his early 70s who, when tested by stepping on and off the mag steps, did not show any perceptible difference between his ability to pushing or pulling arms. Is there something about his weight or the time of day that had an effect here?
Bill?
Again, one of the things that we have to, again, as I've mentioned a few times, we really have to think about how we do the test. Now, if you're very experienced in doing the test, you're sure of what you're doing. One of the things that I'd like to do right off the hop is find out, when I'm doing the testing, is to find out, again, we're usually doing it with our arms, and so find out if somebody has any shoulder problems, because we don't want to hurt people. Once they do that, I like to get a base test. So you want to find out what their base resistance is. Their resistance, some people may resist very lightly, some resist a little strong, some may resist very, very strong. So once we know that base, then we could start to test. Sometimes I do that test too, even by asking them to do the name test. And the name test works perfectly great because then you get the people your body, your subconscious is not going to be confused by your own name, but it'll be confused by using a different name. And so you can find out, number one, yes, the person accepts it. And number two, you find out their base. And so once you find out their base resistance, then start the test. And however you're doing it, whether you're having the arm, you're resisting up or you're resisting down. So it's kind of... Matt, can you add to that as far as the gentleman's question?
I would, because some people, and I've forgotten about the name test, and just for a quick review for those of you who are not familiar with it, in other words, if Bill was testing me, he would simply say, okay, go ahead and state your name. Oh, my name is Vance Jason Rogers, and test my energy. And I should test pretty strong, I mean, because that's being truthful. And if I were to say my name is George Washington Carver, I'm not going to test very positive. Because that's not my name. That's not a truthful statement. That's not harmonious to my physical body, mentally, spiritually, any other regard. So that's a great, great suggestion. The other thing that I've found that when somebody does not respond favorably, go back to the drawing board. And this is something that we learned from our good friends Phil and Gloria Offerly. Okay, let's see what's going on in your body. When was the last time you had anything to drink?
Vance, yeah. Ron D'Amico.
Go ahead, Ron. Put in your 2 cents here.
I'll put in a dollar and a half. Vance, in the early years of my sneaking life, I ran across people at the shows that we'd go to test them, and they'd completely fail. I mean, you felt like a fool, you know. You put them on and test them, and that didn't make any difference. And it wasn't until I was at a show in Burlingame, there was an Asian woman there, and I noticed a whole line of people in front of her, and I went over to one of the people at the show, and I said, what is she doing? He says, oh, she's teaching everybody polarity. And I said, okay. So I was the only guy there. It was all women, you know. And so I waited till the line was down, and I went over, and I grabbed her, and I said, I need to talk to you. And so she said, okay. So we went over to the corner, and she explained to me that body loses its ability magnetically to operate. And I said, I don't understand. She said, well, in today's life, we're bombarded with everything. You can't go anywhere that your body isn't being affected by different types of electronics and, you know, energies that are changing. And another thing, we don't drink the right kind of water, so our lifestyle is very acidic in what we eat, and the body just loses its ability to be receptive to magnetic energy. And she said, so let me show you how to test. So she taught me how to test a person to see if they were in or out magnetically. And she said, you know, you don't necessarily have to teach or do that. All you do is go over to them, put your right hand on their left shoulder by tapping it 3 full times firmly. So you take your right hand, just stand behind and tap their left shoulder 3 times. And she said, they will now be magnetically receptive to magnets, and it may last for a day, it may last for a week, you know, but she said, they will be ready to be tested on your magnetic products. So she tested me, and sure enough, I was reversed. And she explained, if you take 2 magnets and put them together and they stick, they're in harmony. Turn them around and they push away from each other. And this is what's occurred with you. She tapped me 3 times and retested me, and I couldn't believe it. I'll tell you, I put this into effect in Monterey. My wife and I were walking down the street in Monterey, and all of a sudden, I said to her, Connie, I said, I'm getting really sick. And I said, I feel terrible. And she said, what's wrong? Now, the reason I was concerned is I was extremely ill when I joined Nikon. I was at the point of dying. And every day that I was alive during that time was a day whether I was going to live through the day or not. And so I had overcome all of that in about 8 months on Nikon products. I'd become this new person. So I thought that's what was happening again, it had all come back. And I started feeling a shortness of breath, and I just felt terrible. And so my wife immediately, she says to me, take all your magnets off. And I said, why? She said, well, you're wearing everything. I had bracelets and necklace and flex plates, and I had the insoles. So I sat down on the sidewalk, and I started taking all my stuff off, and I stacked it on the side of the sidewalk, and I sat there for a few minutes. And in about 4 or 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I started feeling pretty good. And I said, what's happened? She said, well, you must be allergic to magnets now. And, you know, that was not a good sound because it made me healthy, you know. Mm-hmm. So I called a lady that we had known. She has since died, Elaine Williams. And I said, Elaine, something's happened. I said, I'm allergic to magnets. And she said, what happened? And I told her, just a minute, I'll have someone call you. So this lady calls me up and she says, okay, stand up, tap his shoulder 3 times, and he's okay. And so I did, and I put all my magnets back on. I was fine, and I never had another issue with it. My wife had it happen several times in bed. She'll get up in the middle of the night, and the bed drove her crazy. And she said, I can't sleep on the bed. So I tap her three times. She goes back to bed, and she's fine. So I don't know what it's doing exactly, but it changes the polarity, and it works. It works really good. So it's just something that I've experienced, and I've taught most all of my our consultants all learn that. I teach them how to test it and how to do it, and it's been very successful for us.
So basically, if what we're hearing you say correctly, Ron, is right hand on left shoulder. So it's a difference, and again, that's what's important. You'll see this on the short video that Mac and Pat demonstrate. Is how we stand. So our energy, our heart, is not throwing it in and swaying them. And again, I've discovered hundreds, if not thousands, of energy tests I've done. Having fun with this is the most important part of it. I keep hearing Reed Nelson in my brain that when he said Yvonne and I, when we were introduced to Nikan 24 years ago, is what it is for him today. He said we got in this business to have fun. So number one important thing is to make sure you're having fun, not try to overcomplicate it and think, okay, I wonder if their polarity is reversed. No, don't psych yourself up with all that. Just see what happens, see how they respond. And I love this advice that Ron's giving us, is that simply, well, find out how they respond, first. And Bill did an excellent job of explaining that as well. Find out how they respond before you even get started. Get a baseline. Go ahead, Bill.
It's very interesting that's why these programs are great. I have on my business card that I'm an environment, wellness, and lifestyle coach. The key word there is coach. The more that we can learn, the more that we can coach not only ourselves, but the people around us. The Ron's situation is very interesting. I learned something new today. But for all those consultants out there that don't use this, it doesn't have to be that complicated for the majority of cases. Because if we're deficient of water, just doing a simple test of water, whether you're drinking it or putting it on your navel, it's going to show the deficiency. Whether we're deficient with magnetics, the test will show the deficiency. So we can keep it simple, and then as Vance and Ron's, and as Ron's indicated, yes, we're going to learn these things, we're going to branch out, we're going to know how to handle things in certain situations. It's important to our process as a consultant, as a coach.
I have a question with what Ron just said, because I'm in the middle of the Midwest, and there aren't too many people around here, and I have a problem with reverse polarity. And Mac has always corrected me when I was in Washington. How do you self-test how do you fix yourself, and then how do you test someone else? Because most of the people that I do energy tests with, I get a negative response, and I think it's me. Because my polarity gets reversed quite easily.
There's a number of things here that you can do, and I know Vance will add to this. One of the best ways to test for reverse polarity is use the sugar test. On your navel, sugar, anything sweet like that, you should be falling backwards. If you do a self test, you should be falling backwards. Or if you just do a regular test with resistance on the arm going down, you should be strong with sugar if you're reverse polarity. And so that if you are reverse polarity, well, then you have to discover that first. As far as correcting it, I'm a little fuzzy on that right now. I know there's something in the resort CD, and they talk about that. Or there's a certain a naturopath has suggested a particular herb that you can use. I've seen from Donna Eden. She does a reverse walk and a test, and then a forward walk and a test to clear that up. And so it's a very simple method to do that as far as reversing it. Vance, can you add to that?
I think the current 21st century solution for so many things, jump on YouTube. Okay, type in reverse polarity or how to alter reverse polarity and see what you find. You may have to spend a bit of time researching. There's so many things that we've in our family. I think of a year ago being or self-diagnosing with a stomach virus. There was a whole mess of people in our community that developed a stomach virus and all had the same symptoms. It was similar to food poisoning. And I just started thinking, and we looked at a bunch of different stuff online, and how did I conquer that? Well, in 48 hours' time, just by drinking nothing other than what came out of our water bottle, because it's got a higher source of alkalinity than our waterfall, and literally in 2 days' time, I woke up the third morning and nothing. I didn't feel like somebody was jabbing a knife in my belly anymore. I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night, and if I did, and had the dry heaves and my sweating and feeling like I needed to vomit, but I didn't. I mean, this went on for two nights prior. When I take a sip out of the bottle, instantly I'd fall right back asleep. All that feeling of nauseousness was gone away. But again, just jumping on the internet and typing in some things. And what we discovered is the commonality. When you read something and you read it from another source and you read it from a third source, that's probably going to be the greatest way to, or the greatest answer that we're looking for.
Vance.
Yes, go ahead, Ron.
I'm glad he asked that question about it. There are several ways to test for polarity, and self-testing is kind of difficult, but another individual can test you quite quickly. It's remarkable how easy it's to do. There's several ways. One, if somebody is having issues with magnets that's bothering them, and they're by themselves, they can take a pair of the old insoles, the ones with the bumps on one side, and put the bumps down or up, and stand on them for about 5 minutes, and then they'll find that their polarity will reverse, will go back to where it should be. That's one method. The method with two people in a room is for the person that's having doubts about their polarity is to stand up straight, put out their left hand outward, so away from their body, so it's in front, it would be to the side, like making a cross. And you take both hands and make a cross. Take the right hand and put it on top of the head. And the person that is testing you would take and push your arm that's straight out now with the hand on top of your head. If your arm is strong, your polarity is good. If it's weak, it's reversed. Then to verify that, take the hand and flip it over so that now the palm is upward on the head. Do the push again, and if it's strong, then the person is reversed. And to control that, you tap the shoulder three times. Now, you can also do that test again and find that testing the arm out with the hand flat on the head tests good. And then when you the hand the other way, it tests good. That means the person is what we call it's neutral. And so you do the same tapping of the shoulder, and that would reverse. In some cases, people are so terribly deprived of the energy that sometimes you have to tap their shoulder three times, several times, before they test good. Because I've done it, and I've tested them, and they didn't test good. And so I made a comment to this lady, and she said, do it three times you have to. You'll find the body will eventually pull itself together and become positive. Now, there is one way of doing it by yourself is with the magnets, but there's another way of doing it that I was taught by a herbalist here in town, and she does it with two fingers, and it's done on the nose, it's done on the thymus, and it's done on the rectum, and it reverses the polarity too. That I could explain to somebody when there's time. I don't mean to take your call over.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate this, Ron, because I think I'm sitting here as Addie, our four-year-old, sitting next to me, and she's making fun of me and looking at me kind of goofy because I'm putting my right hand on my head to kind of visualize in my own mind the way you're describing it. And I remember seeing this done many, many times. My mom I've done this many times with people, and the simplicity of it, again, is, you know, just seeing, and it's, without getting too complicated, I believe, if I remember correctly, it's just the way the body interfaces with itself, is that the chakra, and that's a new word to me that I wasn't familiar with until a couple years ago, but it's our energy source, and that everything should work. And I know that Roger Drummer, there's a short video on this with the M strides. If you type in on YouTube, Niken M strides, number one video that comes up is the official promotional video that's just right at 4 minutes long. And then you'll see a lot of other related videos. And if you keep scrolling down through that, you'll see Roger Drummer talk about that, how much his energy was increased with just standing on the new M strides, and how his wife tested him, and how all these things will interface. Now, like the was just expressed, people that don't have the polarity right or whatever, well, I like this method of resolving that is, you know, three taps on the shoulder to put it back into balance and to find out, you know, putting your right hand, the palm down on your head with your left arm straight out. Does that make any difference, Bill or Ron? Would you think that makes any difference if somebody is left-handed, predominantly with their left hand versus their right, or does it matter?
Well, there's a way of doing it a different way if there's any question. I've never found it to be a problem. And I'm going to, Connie and I are doing a two-day health show in Monterey. We've been doing it for years. And we'll have thousands of people coming through the show. And our booth is always packed. And I'll be doing these testing, and I do it a little differently at the show because you can't have people sticking their arms out with a whole crowd of people around. So what I do it a different way. It's a little more, how would you say, a little bit more invasive because you're going to be touching their forehead with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I just put their hand out straight like they would test on magnets, but only one hand, put their feet together, and then I take my left hand and put it on their right hand, just around the wrist, and I put my right hand on their forehead, and I push down lightly, just lightly. You don't have to do it aggressively, and I just push down, and it'll have resistance. If it doesn't, it'll go down a little bit, turn my hand around backwards on their forehead now, and do the same test, and if 90% of the time it's going to test strong reverse. That means their bodies are reversed. Most everybody walking around is reversed. And I'll do that test, and they'll see the difference in strength. And then when I tap their back, I do the test again. And this time when I go to push it down with my hand on the flat of their, you know, the palm down on their forehead, they test extremely strong. I mean, the hand is like a rock. And then when I reverse it, their hand just goes down. And it blows their mind. But the reason I like it that way is, one, I'm in a crowd and I'm not invasive to the room, but they see their hand going down and they see their hand being strong, and that really catches them mentally. And one last point I wanted to make to you, and that is I've had calls from people very upset with me saying, Ron, the stuff you sold me was junk. My wife got into bed, and she's absolutely having a nightmare in the bed. She just can't even lay in the bed 10 minutes. We're going to want to return all this stuff. And I'll say, okay. And I'll say, could you do one thing before you make that decision? Tap her shoulder 3 times, put her back in the bed, and I know she's upset, but give it a chance, and let me know what happens. And in most cases, they go to sleep, and they sleep 10 hours, 7 hours, 9 hours. I mean, it's that dramatic to them. And every time I've had that issue, that's what straightened it out.
And I want to remind people, because we're being sensitive to people's time, this may be a lot for people to digest right off the bat, because I can go back in my 22 years of being with Niken, and I remember my first, 20 years ago in January 1994, my first experience at Humans Being More Training, and having Larry Proffitt and Bev Pepin explain a proper way to hug somebody. And I, for years, and this is terrible to admit, but this is confession time, I, for years, would make fun of people and even hug the wrong way because I thought that was so goofy. And shame on me for doing that, because there is a science behind this. And what Ron and what Bill are explaining, that the body will respond favorably. So I appreciate that suggestion, because being able to tap somebody on the shoulder, you know, three times, right hand on left shoulder, to basically kind of reboot or reset the circuitry of the body. And it sounds so simple and so trite, but there are so many negative influences in our culture today. Our environment has changed so dramatically that we owe it to ourselves to do that, and to find out. And I've got somebody I just thought of that did not respond favorably. Wonderful results with the pillow and the comforter, the first. But with the mattress pad, Nature S mattress pad, we've got to get rid of this. Well, what happened? Well, I can call her, and even if I don't connect with her, I can leave that on her voicemail and say, hey, you know, Kelly, have Keith, your husband, do this for me. I know it sounds goofy, and I will say it that way, and just say, but just do this, and see how your body responds, because she may have been so messed up over the time. But again, I'll tell you what we're going to do here, folks, is I will arrange a few weeks from now. There's several guests that I've got lined up for the next few weeks, but we'll come back and visit this again. I know there's more questions that can be asked. I know there's more questions. I know we did not cover them all. But what Ron has shared, what Bill has shared, this should at least get us in the right direction. And I want to remind folks to really, really, don't get freaked out about what if I'm doing it the wrong way, what if they respond this way. Just go with it. We're, as Bill said, we're coaches. We're not experts. Nobody is an expert. Nobody. They don't know everything there is. Well, I take that back. Our 12-year-old thinks she does. She thinks she knows everything about every subject. But none of us will ever know everything there is. No. It's trial by error. Okay? We just get out there, have some fun, see what kind of response we can have. But I guarantee you, when you start playing around with people and you start saying, okay, that was a little different. Let's try this. Let's see what happens. Okay, let's see how you're. Let's get a baseline first, and see. Go for broke. If nothing else, it'll be a learning experience, and you can say, hey, well, what if I can call somebody, or why don't you know if we don't catch them now, I'll call them and let's get back in touch. Be committed to helping people, because ultimately that's what it boils down to. So, anyways, I'm going to tie a bow on our conversation now. I've got several announcements that I want to cover.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
I have to put a little plug in. I will be discussing the same topic on Tuesday morning. Just to let everyone know on the program that we have an amazing nutrition and weight management call with Linda Morris from Florida at 7:30. Tuesday morning, Friday morning, every Friday morning, there at that central time, 7:30 central time, 8:30 Eastern time, a little early for you people on the coast. But on this program, I will be doing a feature again on energy testing. But again, this can be from a different angle, from the nutrition line, from the nutrition area, and the kind of every Tuesday morning is a particular subject that we look at, the lactoferrin, the osteodense, or the liver support, anything specific. And then on Friday, it's a free-for-all. People have had amazing results on weight management, weight loss. But we also discuss a variety of things to do with nutrition affecting us. And energy testing will be the topic again on Tuesday morning. For your
Bill, give out that phone number. Again, that's 5:30 on the West Coast, which is a bit early for a lot of us, but the recording's available, too. But give out the phone number.
Tuesday morning, the recordings will be available. Steve Crowfett started to do a job on doing the recordings for Tuesday. Friday is not recorded. 218-548-8267. And the code is 1818-POUND.
Give the phone number and the code again, Bill.
218 548-8267. The code is 1818#. And I have to add, there is some amazing, just like on this program, there are some amazing people on that particular program, and Lot is very interactive, and so join us. Again, that's where we learn. I've learned so much on nutrition, our nutrition line, and just about people and wellness and getting solutions.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for those of you who threw out some questions. Hopefully, this has been beneficial. The one thing that I will, you know, just lastly throw out here is, over the years, one of the biggest things that I've discovered is we, especially as those of us in North America, we do not consume enough water. Water, water, water. And I bumped into a gal the other day, a customer of ours who has a pair of MagSteps, and she just ordered a necklace a few months ago. And she said, I just could not figure out why I was just dragging. And then my son reminded me that, you know, he said, Mom, you're not drinking any water. And she said, it's amazing. I started drinking water, and they're on a well, and so I know it's somewhat clean. And she said, and I said, oh, Pat, it's amazing how simple that can be. And always remember, just ask people. And if they say, well, I drink quite a bit of water, sort of. Well, for some people that say sort of, that could be 10 or 12 cups of coffee a day. That's not water. So, again, and come back at that. So, anyhow, I'm going to sign off for now. Thank you, everybody who joined, and cut the recording off here.